Hi, my name is Erica Timpanero, and I went abroad to Florence this past J term in 2022. And today I'm here to share a story with my classmate Sammy, and I'm just going to let her introduce herself.
Hi, my name's Sammy Brown. I'm one of Erica's classmates, and I'm really excited to hear her story today.
So I'm going to share a story with Sammy today about a time that I went to Siena with a class trip while I was in Florence. I want to share this story just because it was honestly one of the most memorable and interesting moments when I was in Florence. Have you ever been to Siena?
I have not, no, but I have been to Florence one time before.
Okay, awesome. So the way this worked was we learned prior to our trip to Siena about the Palio race. I don't know if you've ever heard of the horse race, but it's literally in the center of Siena. And what the Palio is 13 contradas race bareback on a horse in the middle of Siena. And we learned about this Palio race and all about Siena and all about the contradas 2 or 3 days leading up to the trip. That way we had a lot of background knowledge, and we were respectful when we got to the culture. So the reason that I thought this was so interesting is because they've been doing this Palio race for over 700 years without changing the rules. So it just kind of blows my mind that something so old is still happening and kind of seems a little bit outdated. If you saw the videos and the fact that these jockeys are riding bareback kind of blows my mind. But the contradas are basically a district or a ward within the city of Siena. So there's a ton of different contradas. There's an owl, giraffe, unicorn. They're all animals, and people like live, breathe, die by their contrada. They get baptized in it, and it's a very large deal and tradition in the Siena culture. And it's very sacred. So oftentimes visitors outside of Siena are not welcome into the contrada museums. And we had the honor of going to visit the owl contrada when we were in Siena. My professor was longtime friends with someone that was a part of another contrada within Siena, and they were able to get us this tour. So our tour guide actually didn't speak any English at all. He was fluent in Italian, and that was it. But thankfully, our professor was there to translate. So I feel like it gave us even more of a unique and genuine tour, because he was really just speaking from his heart, showing us all around the contrada museum. There was a chapel in there. We saw where people got baptized into the contrada. We saw where the stable was that the horse stayed in, and that was actually the most sacred part. It was the only part we weren't allowed to take a photo of. They believe that if anyone took a photo of where the horse stayed in the stall, that they would be cursed with bad luck and never be able to win a contrada again. It was a really awesome museum because we got to hear all about the culture and the background. We saw some people coming in and out of it that were part of the contrada. We were able to see the banners that they've won in the past, and they actually had an interactive phase in the museum where you could pull up any past contrada race, and there's two each year, or polio race, and it was really awesome just to be able to kind of do it yourself, touch the screen, and then next thing you know, you see them all cheering for victory. And it was just really awesome to be able to see all their past winnings and the culture within the museum. And overall, just to know that they're willing to share such a sacred identity with outsiders, when they were very aware that we were not only outsiders of Siena, but from another country. So it was really awesome that they were able to share that with us, because they definitely didn't need to. And it made it even more meaningful being able to learn about it prior to, and then seeing it with our own eyes and seeing where the actual race was ran and seeing how open this man was that was giving us the tour. So that's just all that I really wanted to share about going to Siena. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a really great experience there. It's really cool that you were able to learn about this unique cultural tradition and then actually see where it took place. That's really awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for listening.